is time for Retro Raw 261. We're continuing the trend of live commentary for Retro Raw. So you seem to have a nice time when we did this last night.
We did have a nice time doing this last night. I think the vodka helps.
So we're having more.
We're drinking. Indeed. We're watching Retro Raw. It makes the experience a lot more enjoyable. You know, I prefer watching Retro Raw here on your couch with vodka, with you, to watching it at home by myself at 4 a.m. when I'm tired and don't really want to watch it. So this has been more fun, actually. Maybe we should just...
Maybe we need to coordinate a thing where we both sit down at a certain time of the week and we record ourselves watching Retro Raw while we drink.
That could be a thing, at least every once in a while, because it's a pretty good time. And it's also kind of nice because we can podcast as we go. And
lovely, isn't it?
It's just working out timing-wise. It's good for everybody. People seem to be excited about the fact that we're doing these live commentary episodes, and I think it's working out.
So this is 261. This is the go-home for going over the edge.
Over the edge, indeed.
So
still saying Edge isn't debuted and they're doing Over the Edge. Like,
I mean,
it's poor timing.
It's there's a clash. So I am looking forward to seeing how you find this. I could see it going either way.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen on this episode, so we'll see.
So here we go. We're gonna sync up to the beginning of the episode 261 of the network in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Play.
Here we go. Oh, fuck off your software, motherfucker.
The TV wants to update again.
Every time when I'm here.
Thankfully, I don't think we have to stop Retro Raw to tell the television software update to fuck off.
Same drinking rules as yesterday. So, Vincent Mann reference, whenever you see DX. And what was the other one?
What was the other one? The listener submitted one.
Two counts.
The two counts of what got me yesterday.
War.
You know, I've heard this song so many times, I have no idea what it says.
I've heard it for 50 years now.
Are there words? I feel like it's the same as the NXT intro.
It's called Thorn in Your Eye.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
So In Your Eye was correct.
Thorn in Your Eye.
Okay.
Wait, and Raw is War is a thorn in your eye.
It is a thorn in my eye. It all makes sense.
The Nation of Domination.
Sorry. Nation of Domination.
Can we just give everyone at Raw now a line of coke and just let them feel this?
Yeah. People are so up for it. Like, they're so up for it.
Mm-hmm. But I guess you can kind of relax about this because you know that, like, whether there's going to be a good or bad match, whatever, the characters are always going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Steve Wynn, the 316. Oh, fuck, here he goes.
Oh. Vince is here with the Stooges, and it looks like some police. Oh, you said that there was going to be a legality thing.
I did say. Now this week, Briscoe's wearing the shirt, and Patterson's in the polo
t-shirt.
Yeah,
Patterson's, and not even just, like, it's a polo shirt with a different colored collar.
Patterson knows his stuff. He let Vince go first day. We're going to take it on it. Look at Briscoe opening the
ring. See, he's opening. Yeah, exactly. He's clearing the way for Mr. McMahon to get in the ring.
Oh, Vince looks chuffed as punch, doesn't he?
He does. Oh, he has something up his sleeve.
What a majestic owner of World Wrestling Federation. Mr. McMahon.
Mr. McMahon. Members of the Howard Stern Show. Oh boy.
There's the guy giving Vince the bird. Happens still today, but it's not in the
finals.
What glorious night last Monday night was.
There is something about smug Vince.
Smug Vince is great at being smug, for sure.
I mean, he always gets smug.
Yeah.
Gerald Briscoe and Pat Patterson come out of retirement.
They came out of retirement and Gerald Briscoe was the gears making me happy all over again.
Oh yeah, one arm crab.
Yeah.
All he can handle. Put Briscoe on the congratulations handshake going. Briscoe's too busy just soaking it up.
Just being so happy to be here.
Here to say that Patterson Briscoe, with honorable mention to Commissioner Slaughter, indeed,
what a clothesline.
The Rattlesnake last week. However,
the crowd is not having it from Vince McMahon.
One individual, and only one individual.
Patterson's young.
Patterson does look young. Gerald Briscoe's hair is an enigma.
Trained the Venom from the Rattlesnake.
It's like a comb over, but.
What'd you think was going on, Austin, when the fan jumped over the rail with the Austin t-shirt, the Austin hat?
Vince running. I mean, you can't do it, can
he? No, no, he really can't. Did they sell those Austin masks?
Yeah.
They did? That's, like, it's the creepiest mask.
Be preparing. Watching what's happening here. Play it out.
He's so pleased with himself.
I assaulted Stone Cold Steve Austin and got away with it.
That no good son of a bitch.
Dastardly, dastardly Vince McMahon.
When you have money.
And my associates, however,
many wrestling theme songs have told me that money is important.
For the glory and the honor that will be ours this Sunday on pay-per-view when the WWF goes over the edge.
Briscoe mouthing the words over the edge with him.
Ringing the bell.
You bet.
He's so excited.
To announce a new WWF champion. And by my hand,
Patterson does definitely look honored.
As the guest referee, I will have the privilege of counting one.
We are taking continuous 30 second steps here with Vince.
Yes, we are.
It will be the dawning.
Briscoe showing you can in fact ring a bell.
In the World Wrestling Federation.
He's practicing, Kenny.
Yeah.
It's a dry run.
But you never know.
The demise of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I thank you very much. Wow.
Whoa.
Stone Cold's here.
Jesus Christ. New t-shirt alert. Got a Rattlesnake in the front. In the back, we've got Don't Trust Anybody. Another good shirt from Austin. Showing that he can have five great shirts in 2 months and Randy Orton can go a whole career. Not a one. Do you like that belt?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer the Winged Eagle?
I don't know if I prefer one or the other. I think I'm supposed to say Winged Eagle because everyone likes Winged Eagle better. But
a lot of people like this belt.
I really like this one. I think it's because this one's a little like bigger and shinier.
Uh-huh.
Which I like.
Because what you've done.
But it doesn't look like a home plate, like all the belts now.
Because
it looks like a wrestling belt, not like a branded piece of merchandise.
You can't call me over the World Wrestling Federation for the dumbest son of a bitch.
Are you thinking? Thank you, dude. Hmm? Officers, he just told the world, step back, jackass.
See, and I love
listen
that
to this.
He just told the world that he assaulted Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, okay. This is going to wrap up.
Since I was assaulted, I want you to do your job and arrest that piece of trash.
I mean, it's really Stephanie McMahon and Blue Bell all over again, isn't it?
That's very painful.
Yeah.
The cuffs are shackling Vince.
Vince is raging.
The cuffs are cuffing Vince McMahon.
If I were Austin, I'd be like, book him for resisting arrest, too. Because Austin, to be fair, when he got arrested, he didn't fight it.
No.
You know?
Vince is fighting.
Vince is definitely fighting. He's resisting arrest right now. Oh, now he's crying and yelling.
Walk his ass up. Vince wouldn't do well in prison.
Vince would not do well in prison. That is true.
Oh, no. Patterson and Briscoe just shoved the cops.
Oh, no. Are they going to get arrested too?
I'm not alone. But if you ask me, wouldn't that be obstruction of justice?
That's obstruction of justice.
Yep, exactly. Pile on the charges.
And now the Stitches are getting arrested. Gerald Briscoe, who's going to cover the body shop on Wednesday?
Right? Jack Briscoe's going to have to pick up an extra shift.
You said you wanted a scrimmage. How do you feel now, you silly bastard? You said you didn't suck. Who sucks now, you little bastard? I don't even think about it. I don't want to lie a snake for you, Vince. I know you hate my damn guts.
So often there's one more thing for Vince.
I want these blue fish to try us.
Like, I realize that wrestling arrests are completely ridiculous, but this is fun. He just kicked him and poured beer on him as he's handcuffed.
Vince is trying to stay on his feet with handcuffs behind him and beer in his face as Austin celebrates.
I don't think Vince McMahon is very happy with these proceedings.
I don't think he is.
Vince trying to get out of the ring. He's like squirming under the rope because he's still handcuffed. Wouldn't the police have to like actually escort him? Like,
Austin flipping off Vince. Coco from a get out jail free card.
Oh, now he's talking shit to Patterson. Who's going to run the show from now on? Sergeant Slaughter might have to actually step back in.
Maybe it's commission.
Yeah.
Vince is just not happy.
No, he is not happy at all. Well, I wouldn't be either, to be fair. I mean, he came out. He was so excited about having got one up on Stone Cold Steve Austin. And all of his fun has just been ruined.
I mean, it just shows you, do not brag about assaulting people in public.
Especially when you bring cops to the arena.
Into the ring with
them. Yeah, into the ring with. Like, why did we have the cops with him?
Well, I will say, even though the referees, well, like, cops were for protection.
Oh, okay.
Even though the referees quite bad in 1988, those cops were on it.
They are, that's true.
I've got to say, although Stephanie did well, I feel like Vince did a better sales job.
I think so too. Well, Stephanie didn't really resist the arrest. She just got upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I hear DOA.
Oh, God. Or six man tag team action.
Again?
DOA versus LED and. Partner of DOA on the bikes.
Oh, that's right, the partner.
They're still from Kona, even though that was the first one, so that wasn't DOA anymore. For sure.
They didn't want to get a new vest made up.
Look at Damien making porn.
He's so adorable.
Give Russ a nice white shirt. Sunny seems to be gone.
Yeah, no Sunny again.
Although she still is gone.
Yeah, it still says Sunny, but. This is the company that still has Sid and Brett.
That's true.
All of them in the entrance video. Video editing was not really.
I think I know who this is.
Is it Steve Blackman?
Oh, can you imagine? In Retro Raw right now.
Is it Al Snow?
I'm saying nothing hot from it.
Oh!
Darren Drozdov, the newest member of MOD.
Oh! I didn't even know, like... So, because I've seen Beyond the Mat.
Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah. So, like, I didn't realize that he actually was Puke on TV.
He is now part of LOD. And now he's going to
he's
trying
to puke on the bike.
I also love it when he, like, see when he say he puked, he didn't really puke.
He just
like,
spits.
Puts a bit of phlegm.
Yeah.
It's not as impressive as you used to.
Like
so,
actual projectile.
I'm
on
no selling kids to in the corner.
Of course.
All we could find for puke was a Legion of Doom t-shirt, but it's not even an LD2000 t-shirt.
And some
plaid
pants. So that's puke's introduction. They're like,
here's puke.
Here's puke. They don't even explain the fact that he's going to puke or he's just there.
Yeah.
Called puke. That has to be up there with one of the most like lackluster debuts of all time, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's at least
in a 6-man tag with LFD.
But there's no like, it's not like people like if you're watching it, you didn't know who the fuck he was. So it's not like you were coming going, how are they going to give you the one only gun brother?
Well, no, of course not. But I'm just saying, like, you still don't know who he is or what his deal is. You just know that he's another guy with LFD.
Are you then intrigued at what his deal is? It's called puke. Plaid shorts. They've dug up an old Legion of Doom t-shirt from when they used to be Legion of Doom.
I mean, it looks so low rate. Everything about it just seems low rate, like he doesn't even have gear. Why is he called puke? I think I would just be underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed now and I know more about him. I said I'm underwhelmed now and I actually know something about Dan Drosoff. If I didn't know anything about him, I'd just be like...
But don't worry, we are going to get LOD versus DOA at the pay-per-view as well.
Oh, great.
Because this is what we want more of.
Looking forward to that.
The 8-Ball and Skull are working over Pop in the Battle of Boredom.
I still can't tell them apart. Like, other than I know Animal wears the shorts, but if I'm just looking at Hawk and Animal, without the hair difference, it's a lot harder to tell them apart.
Yes. LOD, you see, they're giving them those nostalgic cheers.
But it feels a bit sad at this point, doesn't it?
Do you think in hindsight, LOD presents with a bad idea?
Yeah. Because I think breaking up LOD was a bad idea. Because I think LOD 2000 could have worked if you hadn't broken up LOD. But breaking up LOD was like... You were all invested in Hawk versus Animal and the drama there, and then they were just back together for some reason, and Sonny was there, and none of it made sense. Like, if it would have been an actual progression of story without them breaking up, I think it might have worked better.
I would agree with you. I mean, this is, for me, when I thought initially of what's been really hard to watch with Sonda and try and defend, is this case. It's so bad. And it's bad by 1998 wrestling standards.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to defend it on the last episode, and then it decided to prove me wrong.
Well, what's an unusual lifestyle?
I'm very curious about this lifestyle.
You like buy or something?
Does he just go around puking on everyone? Is that a lifestyle?
Oh, look at this. It's just chaos now. It's broken down. Everyone's brawling, almost like maybe they're fighting pay-per-view, and that'll be...
I mean, you say everyone's brawling. There are a few slow, like, club punches or whatever. I think you're hyping up the action a little bit more than than it deserves, Kenny.
Oh, he's a spitball player thing? So it's hard to watch a guy who ends up paralyzed.
Yeah, it's true. So when he came in, was he meant to be good? Like... Was he known to be like, hey, this is a good wrestler? Or was he just a guy?
He did pretty well there. He's okay.
That was like, fine, but...
He did Parabomb. So now the idea is they've got this new, younger Legion of Doom.
Right, but the problem is that it's just some random guy called Puke.
Hawk, Animal, and Puke.
I mean,
the action is on there.
I'm just saying, I would have liked Hawk to introduce Puke a little bit more. I want Puke's backstory, as told by Hawk.
I mean, you're asking me to get the dead one to explain this to you.
Vince is just covered in beer. Poor Briscoe's tie is all askew.
It's so sad we have lots of money from the buff fight.
It's a shame, isn't it?
All the Austin supervising him going to jail.
Well, I wonder if the cops are Stone Cold Steve Austin fans. Yeah, he is. He's directing the police as to what to do.
Did Patrick request a private car?
I believe so.
I mean, he's done a lot of Pat Patterson before. I'd request a private car. Didn't you hurt Pat Patterson's shoulder?
Right?
Pat Patterson would do okay.
Pat Patterson is in agony right now.
He would do okay. Vince is not pleased.
There's no doubt that Vince
Stone
Cold
was president. Wait a minute. What we got here? Look, guys. Someone in disguise.
Is it Al Snow?
Yep.
I'm so excited.
And a cowboy hat.
Ah! I love Al Snow so much.
Owen Hart, this past week was the 19th anniversary of his death. He would have been 53 in?
Something like that, yeah. No, because...
He's 34 at the time. It was 19 years ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Then, yeah.
Ken Shamrock gets my back in action after
so
this.
So Owen Hart here is our age. He's
33. Oh. Okay. No. Owen Hart's 34. I'm not 34.
No, here. He was 34 when he died, right?
Yes, he's 33 here. Well, but you're 33. I am technically younger.
Yes,
so
you are
I'm
younger.
Like, I'm like 3 years younger.
Sure you are, yes.
Just in aesthetic. Oh, fuck, it's the Beast.
Oh, Dan the Beast 7 versus Owen Hart, really?
I love that Dan Severn just constantly looks like he has sweated for hours.
Yes, yep.
There is the look of a serial killer. If I thought I was going to meet my demise, the eyes of Dan Severn is what I would do.
And I've heard he's lovely.
I'm sure he is. Got water there,
but
he's
hydration. So intimidating.
He's got to keep hydrated, son.
Well, his shirt crew knows that as well.
Oh, he's got a mouth guard and all sorts.
He's a fighter, Kenny. I mean, he's
got to
protect himself.
He's the NWA World Champion.
He doesn't have as many belts with him anymore.
He's just keeping the important one. NWA World Champ.
So I forget, did he turn on Cornette too?
Yeah, remember Cornette tried to slap him?
Oh yeah, that was a bad idea. Has Dan Severn dyed his hair? Or was it always that dark?
He may have dyed it. He may have dyed the hair. I love Dan Severn looks like he's going to murder you and like he could do it in like 1 second.
Yes. So, I mean, Dan Severn versus Owen Hart, I actually kind of like this matchup. I think this could. I'm kind of hoping that it goes for longer than a minute. Could that be ideal? You either got to tap out or your arm is snapped. It's that simple. It is important, folks, for Owen Hart to stay on his feet close to the ropes in this matchup. Keep in mind, Owen says he joined the nation a few weeks back. Because he felt deserted by the fans, he felt deserted by his See, family. I kind of also feel like since Owen Hart joined the Nation of Domination, like, he's told us why, because he felt deserted, but we haven't really gotten many, like, Owen and Nation shenanigans, and I would kind of like more Owen and Nation shenanigans with him and, like, a power struggle or something. I'm intrigued by that. In the Ultimate Fighting Game, but not here in the World Wrestling Federation, as referee Jimmy Cordero
admonishes Severn that time. There's a cradle now. Into a cover too, and Owen pops out. The Nation of Domination.
Nation of Domination. Reminded you, the tickets go on sale this Friday in Cleveland, New York, for a huge Brawl event coming on July 14th in the Groom County Arena. Also, tickets go on sale on Saturday as well. Rounds away at the Beast in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio. Tickets go on sale Saturday, and in Dayton, Ohio, tickets go on sale Saturday. I think if I wrestled, I'd have an Owen Hart single.
That's
a good look.
Because, like, you're talking about a holiday room, you still look really good.
Yeah.
But Dan Severn, there's nothing to hide. I don't like the high pants, though.
No. Well, I think maybe he's just concerned about a little holiday weight, like he, you know, wants to have a few beers or whatever.
For me, holidays have been gone.
Well, no, but I'm saying, if that's your look, then when the holidays roll around, then you're prepared for it.
Oh, always. Oh, I'm saying Severn. Look at Severn. Not high pants.
Oh, yeah. In Frisco, they should be... They're not on their way to jail. They should be momentarily... Well, I guess you can get away with more with the high pants than you do with the low pants. You're not home alone.
Who's their singlet?
Yeah.
At that point. I don't think Dan Severn wrestles.
He wrestles like he's going to kill you.
Which I appreciate.
Which is good.
Oh! Dirty bastard.
Okay, referee.
You didn't see it.
How did you not see it?
No, because Dan Severn grabbed the referee. So, you didn't see it?
He was right there!
I was getting on Severn, like, he decided to grab the referee by the face.
Yeah, I mean, not the best strategy.
Oh! That's that. Back in armor, you're looking at that. The Nation are finally helping out. You want getting ragged all about? It's a mugging.
It is a mugging. The Nation's going crazy.
Oh, another one hot shit again. Rock bottom from the Rock. What do you think the Rock's top tier from now?
Is he wearing a shiny shirt? It's an interesting look because is it like silk?
Mm-hmm.
It's very drapey. I'm trying to tell if it's like a standard button down or if it's like a poncho shirt. Oh, they're doing the whole ankle thing.
Oh, Tim, look at Tim White. He's even trying to grab all his foot.
I'm saying Tim White's on it.
And see, that's effective refereeing.
Yes.
All good in there together.
They are keeping the brawl. Although, they're restraining Owen Hart, but they're not really doing anything about D'Lo.
You can't be a babyface now, Swar.
Okay, so it is still a button down, but it's very drapey. The Rock shirt is.
And all of it is the Rock is Rocky side.
Yeah, of course they are.
Vince is in the limo. Actually,
not the limo, he would love a limo.
Pop car. They've not even taken him away yet. Why are you sitting in the car?
And now listen to Kenny. Edge!
He's just angry. And he's like, where is he? He's in the subway.
Well, he shakes a fence.
Now
he's attacking a person in a car for some reason. I was just going to say, does he think he's a vampire? And then I remember that he becomes a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? Who's this? What's happening?
The Jackal with members of the Howard Stern Show.
What? Okay, so I've
Hank
never...
Hank the Angry Drunk and Crackhead Bob with the Jackal. Sondra, are you American? I'm gonna let you have.
Do you think I was allowed to watch Howard Stern?
You weren't even allowed to watch Friends.
I wasn't even allowed to watch Friends or The Simpsons or Roseanne. Do you think I was allowed to watch Howard Stern?
What is Crackhead Bob deal?
He's a crackhead.
So why is he limping?
He's high? I don't know. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Why is the Jackal?
I mean, like, it's good to see the Jackal again. I've missed him. Well, yeah.
What are you doing?
I miss Kurgan. Where's Kurgan?
Shotgun's already an angry long. God. Ladies and gentlemen. Precursed to Rogue Essos. I'd like you to restrain
your catcalls and your laughter, because these two individuals have put up with enough. These two.
The crowd seems baffled by this, as well they should.
The Howard Stern Radio Show.
This is like Promising Friends style, but bring it bumper.
I'd like to introduce my friend Hank, who you people have labeled an angry, drunken dwarf.
What is happening?
Sorry, Hank, I need more information.
I need more information. Like, why is this happening? Why are we wasting our time watching Howard Stern?
The captain's trying to explain it to you.
Is it fair?
No. He just said the wheat dwarf's beautiful.
He is. But like...
Is he?
No.
He's got rapist glasses on.
I'm terrified of his teeth.
It didn't feel great, but...
Said fuck in the second word.
People, I'm using my name on the online now.
On the online?
On the online?
Two of my best friends.
They're using the name on the online.
Thank you,
Hank. And he said fuck twice.
You were candid as always.
Hank, wide open. Oh, what the fuck?
On the online company, that's true.
You can't not like Crackhead Bob.
I feel like Crackhead Bob looks like someone I know. Which probably doesn't say much for that person. It's really bugging me though, like a guy I knew in high school. I'm trying to remember his name. It's not important.
And this is?
No, this is also not important.
Because of me, he knows it. Now, Bob, Robert,
I
know that you want to tell these people, and I want you to tell them right now, that you're mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to tell, and I'm not going to take it anymore!
Well then, he's not going to take it anymore, Kenny.
Nope.
What is he not taking anymore?
The parade! Has more than two oddities in it. At this time, let me introduce to you from the gallery of the grotesque, the Jackals. Parade of human oddities continues with the Frog Princess.
Oddities! 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 Oddities!
There is Golga.
You
know who Golga is? Under the mask is the former Earthquake.
Oh!
So Luna now apparently appears to be in Ripley's, believe it or not.
So, Luna and Goldust didn't really break up, right? Like, she just disappeared?
She disappeared. Well, what's the point of this? We should fast forward through, right? Because, what's the point?
I didn't know that the oddities were going to happen. So I didn't know that. Is the Jackal, like, the leader of the oddities, then?
This is a big puddle of sex, right?
Big puddle of something.
I love the Hank Angry Dwarf just staring at his knee. Does Giant Silver know
who
he's there?
Is that man really bigger than Kurgan?
Does Giant Silver know that he's there?
I'm not sure. He looks pretty blank.
Luna is now hugging...
They've just gotten down on her knees to hug the Jackal, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
They're all
worshipping the Jackal.
Well, Silver just put his hand in his chest, and Silver's back on being there.
He really...
Oh. Now the headbangers...
Headbangers! The headbangers should like the oddities. They would fit right in.
But the headbangers aren't oddities and misfits, so they're different.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
I have no idea what's going on.
Hank's trying to fight Mosh, who's now on his knees to go and Hank is kind of adorable.
Hank is kind of adorable, and I love the headbangers.
Oh, Gong is going for it.
Did you ever notice in school the big medicine balls you about?
No.
That's what Gong is massive.
Oh!
John Tenta.
Yeah, I think we did.
John Tenta, who was penciled for a main event run with Steve Austin, is not going down that path anymore.
No. This does not seem to be a main event run with Steve Austin.
The Jackal.
Oh, God.
Crackhead Bob is getting on commentary.
Any thoughts, Sandra?
Honestly, I'm just baffled right now. Like, I genuinely just don't know. I don't know anything. I feel like...
Oh, look at that clothesline. He's the only 50 pounds, Sandra.
Wow. Not exactly Howard Stern, but he's alright. Even JR is not very impressed with the Howard Stern show.
Giant Silver still doesn't look like he thinks he's supposed to be there.
No, he just looks bored.
He's waiting for a bus.
Do you think the Giant Silver backstage was like, right, I need to talk to a wrestler and I need to find out, you know, how to act on the outside and I need to find out, you know, how to conduct myself as a professional wrestler? And the only person that was around was Steve Blackman.
I think you nailed it. I feel like we need to get Golger some nicer gear.
Yeah.
Selva. Nothing.
he's just standing there like...
Luna looks like she's at some sort of like retarded prom.
So, I'm guessing that the oddities are supposed to be heels because the Jackal and Luna.
At the moment, yeah.
But I find them sympathetic.
Against the headbangers? Yeah,
but
you like the headbangers.
Well, I like the headbangers, but I'm just saying in general, the Jackal has a point. Why are we mocking them?
We aren't mocking them. You were mocking
them.
No,
JR was mocking them. Or the Jackal said JR was mocking
them. Well, JR was asking a question. You see them
as
outcasts of society. I look at you as an outcast of society. These people are normal compared to people like you and Jim Ross. There's no exploitation on us. We never called them friends over your work. We toys us, Jeff and Jeff.
Yeah. Why is the mask so lumpy on one side?
There's a lot of questions. Check up your employment grievances with Mr. McMahon. I have nothing against Mr. McMahon. Mr. McMahon. Jackal's going to sit down. Lovely is a huge individual. Oh! That's the first time he used to do the death grip. There we go. One for Golga. Big debut.
Golga. I mean, see, and I like the headbangers, so it's a bit sad that they just keep losing all the time. But I've been excited about the oddities. He's the biggest
man on the planet. Oh! Selva just knocked an effigy out!
Oh wow!
You missed it.
I did! That's exactly what it is. So he did figure out how to do something.
He just saw something happen.
Yeah.
He could be doing anything.
I mean, maybe that's him at his strength. As long as you aim him in the direction of your opponent, and not at yourself.
I do like the music.
The music is good. They're very, like, carnival.
And there's a 5-year-old boy, or 6-year-old boy behind, doing suck it. Cross chop and middle finger.
Yep. All these kids are just loving giving the middle finger to the camera.
Burk.
Hank just looks upset. Like, his team just won. There's not a lot of insight from Hank there.
There's a lot going on.
There is.
Crackhead Bob leaves us, Howard Michael gives him a little wave. See you later. Oh, we've got a cowboy hat.
I'm so
cowboy
excited.
Hat.
Yes. I love that head is also dressed up. That makes me so happy. They're still sitting there in the car. Oh, McMahon's raging. Now he's getting all shiny, too. It's got to be hot in there. Oh, I didn't
drink.
This is on screen.
The WWF Rewind, presented by Super Soaker. Super Soaker, the pressure
is on. I miss the sunny Super Soaker ads. Oh, yes, the DNA test.
Dr. Worsley?
Show me the Wee Hospital Machine.
Woosley? Woosley?
Woosley? I think it was Woosley.
Undertaker with his fastest run
yeah.
of all time. I mean, a dual nozzle is good.
It is. I always wanted a Super Soaker when I was little. We finally got one at one point. It was awesome.
Oh.
Jeff Jarrett.
Was a red carpet.
No horse. His jacket's not lighting up.
Yeah.
Simply electric.
Who said that? We struck gold.
Oh, I think these must be headlines about Jeff Jarrett.
From sources.
Oh, I'm sure they're completely legitimate.
Of course.
When Tennessee
may
make up.
Oh, look at that. Look at the fine attendant display for Jeff Jarrett here.
It's taking the Jays a while to leg up. Like the Pyros, it's struggling a little
bit.
That's
why Sid's not just
now.
A singular.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh no.
Oh gosh. We're back to. Are Jarrett and Blackman also going to fight at the pay per view? Or is this supposed to be a big blow off?
They're just constantly fighting my personal mail. Hard to know what that is for them, though.
Oh, love a Twix. Love a Twix.
Twix are very good.
What was it? Oh, it's Vader versus Jeff Jarrett. You can go to that.
So Vader's coming out to fight Jeff Jarrett to get ready for Vader versus Kane and Jeff Jarrett versus Steve Black. Steve Blackman's just going to come on attack, right?
Probably.
That seems to be the way things go.
Still need to. I really don't know why Vader's wearing that top.
I'm baffled by it. Because I don't think it works for him as well as just the singlet.
No. I mean, Vader is an absolute boss, to be fair.
Yeah. I'm excited to see Vader back.
I'll save soon.
But I know. I've heard.
What theme tune?
It's a great theme tune. Although Vader doesn't look... Like he's interested to be here, but... Does it seem like Vader's lost something in his step?
There's a man in a cowboy hat and a bandana. I don't know who it is.
Well, I think they just said Al Snow on commentary.
I mean, I can't confirm that. I don't think it's Al Snow.
He does have a mask over his, or a bandana over his face, so it's hard to tell.
We don't get to see Vader without the thing on. Good, thing on.
Yes. See, the singlet works perfectly fine for Vader. I don't know why he's wearing the shirt, unless they were trying to sell the shirts on WWFshop.com or something.
If only. You blow my nose here, leaving the kid behind the sauna for 30 seconds.
I just feel like this should be a pretty easy task for Vader. I mean, it's Jeff Jarrett. It's kind of sad to me that I know that Vader's run doesn't go super well, because I want to be into this, and I'm actually quite looking forward to Kane versus Vader, and I'm kind of terrified that I'm going to be super disappointed by Kane versus Vader out over the edge. Well, that's one of the matches that, like, it could be good and interesting, but I have no idea. We'll see. I'm not super excited for this Sunday, because if they're building up, like, I'd rather see Vader versus Jeff Jarrett in the program than Jeff Jarrett versus Steve Blackman. And I like Steve Blackman a lot more than Kenny does, because I am, you know, into glow sticks and boredom.
Whoa,
is he actually
going to
just, like, beat Jeff Jarrett here?
There's Tennessee Wigan involved.
Up on the apron. Oh, okay. I was going to say,
Vader
hit
the power. How could Vader not see that going on?
Wrestling. No, I doubt that's going to be a great battle, Michael Cole, but bless you for trying.
Shot block there from Jeff Jarrett.
I like Jeff Jarrett working a limb, though. Mm-hmm. It's a good strategy. Okay. Trying to chop down the monster. Because really, Vader should not be having this difficult a time with Jeff Jarrett.
No. I mean, you know, right?
Yeah. Crowd's behind Vader, though. We're pleased to see him, too.
Yeah, they like him.
I love the DNA test.
If you're Jeff Jarrett and you go one up on Vader, maybe not attempt to strut.
Jeff Jarrett's not really thinking. Very distasteful remarks about the Undertaker's mama.
Vader, of course, gets the one off again. Some of those deck picks of Vader that came out, I managed to avoid them.
I didn't see them. I remember them being a thing, though. I managed to not see them.
Oh!
And I count myself fortunate that I haven't seen Vader's deck.
See? Oh, here comes Kane.
Oh, Kane's
here. It is Daddy.
Something new and different. It's Kane interrupting instead of Steve Blackman.
It's true. A much better interruption.
Yeah, because I'd much rather see Kane. Oh, see, it is that arm that's exposed. Okay, I couldn't remember.
Oh. Never know if best to see someone body slam Vader, right?
Vader's a big boy. It always looks good.
Vader and Kane, I'm into.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, that's the match I'm maybe looking forward to most at Over the Edge.
Did you find it a good match at Over the Edge?
Yeah, because I remember liking them before.
Tony Garea out there, saving the day.
He just looks like a character. Paul Bearer is an absolute treasure. Absolute treasure. I love him.
He's great, man.
Yeah.
He's just
so
happy.
He's so pleased. He's so proud of his baby boy.
Oh.
So do you think that Kane this entire time has known that Paul Bearer is his father?
Yeah.
Or was this a reveal to Kane?
I'm sure he knew. But he's going to have to apologize, isn't he?
I love how arrests can be canceled via apology. Like, it makes no sense.
I apologize to the former WWF champion. Now, unhandcuffed.
That's not how you do it. I ain't gonna accept that. I ain't gonna accept that. Take his ass to jail. I'm not gonna apologize.
Stop playing your game.
Take his ass to jail.
I'm gonna apologize. No, what? No. Let me try it again.
Be nice. Really, really nice. Look at me.
Oh, wow. Patronizing and amazing.
He's a good kid.
Oh, he's patting Vince on the head, tousling his hair.
I'm sure Vince is going to not want any retribution for this.
No, I'm sure Vince is going to be fine, and Dude Love versus Steve Austin is going to go off without a hitch. I mean, him being the special guest referee and all, I can't see shenanigans there. Oh, he's mean mugging it.
So, tonight on Raw, and this is only to the listeners and so on. This main event segment is one of my favourite in Raw history, because it's kind of just a shenanigans that I enjoy about 1988. That's bear that in mind for me a bit.
So are they doing commentary over the war zone?
There's no time, you can't do one of those.
That's intriguing.
I like the idea. There's so much going on you have to talk about.
No, it's chaos.
That.
Everyone's dying off in here. It's in the wood shop. Signs dropping everywhere. T-shirts. Oh,
I mean, everyone's super into the action.
They all look... Stitch and Vince look so dejected. An hour in a police car has broken them. They tried to suffocate them in the back of the cop car.
They do all look all sweaty and gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the beer. Pouring myself some more vodka if we're gonna have another Vince McMahon segment. This is gonna be trouble.
Oh, Fresco, what are you, pal?
Well, I hope you had some fun here tonight, Austin. Hope you're real proud of yourself for what you've accomplished.
You did get Vince McMahon arrested. That is pretty...
I mean, if I were Austin, I would be pretty pleased with myself, honestly. Although he didn't get Vince McMahon to actually, like, go to the police station and be out of his hair for him.
You're a criminal! Roman Reigns, 3 years! You should get a wife for that!
He didn't mean
the apology.
Can he get him rearrested now?
And should someone volunteer to stand guard while I officiate the match at the pay-per-view this Sunday to ensure that I call the match fair and square, I accept that condition too. And I'll tell you why.
See, and I think it's
so someone
weird.
Someone has to now be here on Sunday.
Like, as a special guest enforcer, almost?
To make sure Vince doesn't.
Is Mike Tyson coming back? To help out his buddy Cold Stone?
Not one roster member can intimidate Vince McMahon. There
isn't one. I just want it to be curving.
Stop me from what I am going to do this Sunday. Not one.
Or Al Snow. Al Snow's my fave.
Vince is gay. Vince failed Stone Cold University.
Hope you had your fun, because your fun is going to come to an end. Not just this Sunday, but right here tonight.
I thought he was going to do the whole, like, your fun is coming to an end permanently. Like, I'm going to do a murder and kill you.
Austin, I am ordering you to compete one-on-one here tonight in this very ring. With the Undertaker!
Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Undertaker, alright?
He is making Austin face The Undertaker as a chin-up for Sunday. That's fair.
That's
a fair.
It is kind of that whole thing of, I mean, Vince looks so pleased with himself right now, but it is that whole thing where it's like, well, if you're a professional wrestler, then your job is to wrestle, so being put in a wrestling match is not exactly like...
Oh, drinks.
Yep.
DX at clandestine airport in North America.
A clandestine airport somewhere in North America.
Operation DX continues. This is our greatest mission to date.
Still?
I had some kind of long-winded speech from Winston Churchill. We shall fight with great confidence and great
strength. China looks great, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
We shall defend our honor, whatever the cost may be. Anyway, we got to condense this. I'm hot angles on Raw. They got to show tonight. The whole point of this mission is too
dangerous. Road Dog looks just confused by the proceedings
only
here.
Only one man can do this mission. We do have a war veteran in the group.
Oh, yes!
He is, that's true.
Those goggles are in hash, right?
Those are high-dollar goggles!
Those are high-dollar goggles.
Triple H pops on, like, what a world.
I laughed at high-dollar goggles, admittedly.
This godforsaken airport, who is one? It's gonna be me! What are you doing? Oh, I went to pilot school.
Oh, you did?
This is a very dangerous mission. I don't know if I'll ever see you all again.
Where's the mission?
but I'm going anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening.
There's a mission.
And a plane.
They're giving their last hugs to Hunter.
I'm out of here. Hey! Over there.
Hunter doesn't know what plane
he's getting into the wrong plane, apparently.
That's supposed to be USA chat in the arena.
Why? They didn't even.
Little bit.
What did he say?
Triple H versus The Rock on Raw tonight.
Oh, okay.
First time we're going to get in an action as those two characters.
That's true, because we've seen Rocky might be able to center his town place.
They have a great season together, but even you would like it.
Yeah. Even you would like it.
Well, so we need to.
Yeah.
Oh,
El Snow!
I saw El Snow!
Oh my gosh, it's El Snow, no way! I'm so excited, I love him.
The woman there to the left is not what she knows what's going on.
No, she looks terrified. She looks genuinely concerned for Jerry Lawler's safety. She's standing up, she's getting into the action.
Leave him alone!
Ah!
Jerry, the woman thinks that he's not part of the show.
She might. She might not know who he is. Maybe she hasn't been watching.
Here comes Takamichi
Noku! And his
I feel like tonight they're just going, let's just throw Sonya some shit because she's watching live. We need another thumbs up, we need to throw Sonya.
See, so he is still the light heavyweight champion.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know.
Now that's Togo. That's Togo.
It doesn't sound as good without Dick.
I'm calling him Dick Togo.
He's Dick Togo.
I'm not calling him Togo. I'm doing one of your things.
Yeah.
This is the whole Adrian Neville situation.
Uh-huh.
It's
no,
Dick
I said,
Togo.
I was like, yesterday I was like, I would totally be saying Shofunaki in my first watching in 1998.
I think you may start calling him Shofunaki.
I think I might.
What was that? He's going to flip up and then, oh, I love attack of dive. Oh.
He always just goes for it, you know?
I'd love to see Taka, but if Taka went 205 live, he'd fucking nail.
Oh, that'd be great.
He's better than all of them.
I don't know if he's better than all of them.
Like, look at that.
But he is great.
Oh, he's be 3/4 length short. Oh, is he WWF attitude on it now?
No.
Talk
about Americanizing the young man. You'll be breaking cold,
you know, honestly, Bradshaw teaching Takamichi Noku more American things, those might be vignettes that could be fun.
Of course they would be.
It's Bradshaw.
Takamichi Noku is being
still
taught by Bradshaw.
Yeah.
What is Bradshaw going to teach Takamichi Noku? I'm sure that he did.
I wanted to take Takamichi Noku to like a ranch.
No, strip club.
A strip club.
And also, you know that he's going to call him a dad.
Of course.
Some point.
Because he's Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm. Fox News. Oh! Togo and Taka. Lovely! Dick Togo, bring it! What a segue! What's going to happen to Dick Togo? I mean, Taka's still wrestling in New Japan now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Does how old is Takamichi Noku now?
40. No, he's 37? He's only like 23 here. 20, must he be like 41, 44?
Yeah.
I feel like Taka's the sort of guy that you'd meet him in a night out, you'd go home and pump him, and then the next morning you'd be like, oh, you should start going out, and you wouldn't be able to speak English, and you'd be like, and then you've got all this doubt I can form his opinion.
Yeah.
But then ultimately, he'd have like, I don't know, there'd be a flaw.
Something would happen.
Tony will miss or something.
Yeah.
Triple H. Yeah, but let me tell you about the big one. The Undertaker is going to be right out here.
Now, see, to give Vince credit, if I was Vince and I was arrested by Steve Austin, I'd pick someone with Undertaker to fight. I mean, who can fuck him up?
Of course. Because fighting the Undertaker is not going to be an easy test. Especially because the Undertaker's pretty angry right now.
Fresh off DNA hell.
Yeah, exactly. So the Undertaker has a lot of pent-up rage at this point.
Also, no time to prepare for a phenom like the Undertaker.
It is kind of cool that they're treating it like, you know, you need to prepare for a fight or prepare for a big match.
Mm-hmm. It's funny for all people, you know, Vince McMahon, we're making fun of him or we're not. It's like, everything was better with him and two other people with him.
Well, I mean, that's part of the thing, though.
And you know who's part of the blame? It's Vince Russo. Because Vince McMahon gave more power and control to anyone than he ever had in his life. Oh, thank you, everyone.
Yay, time to know who won.
Okay, man. I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Vince gave all this control to Vince Russo, and then Russo walked out.
Yep.
And he never gave control to somebody like that.
Because he didn't want to get fucked over. Mm-hmm. Which, you can kind of understand.
Well, no, oh, he's coming on the TV sound. I mean, he did come in.
Hit him!
Yes. Oh!
Oh.
Funaki and Men's Tail. Careful, quick. Oh, no, come on. Buster?
It was a fisherman suplex. Which is the perfect cut. We didn't go for the
pin. Wasn't it a buster?
Oh, maybe it did. I don't know. It was a fisherman something.
Fisherman buster. Mm-hmm. Yamaguchi-san looks very happy with himself. I've had that look that Tapas had several times. Had a speaker point.
That is true.
People say that sounded broken on the raw run. This week I really did.
Even from just the little, like, the few parts of it that I heard, you kind of did. It was a day.
Yeah.
Eddie Ellison is a mark, apparently.
Oh! I'm looking at getting ready.
Does he still have his tear?
Can't see for Ellison. Getting spoiled here, Sandra.
I know. Kestrel GTX is not a fun sponsor.
No.
I like the Super Soaker one better.
Yeah.
Or Bop It. Yeah, I just feel like the money shot, like, you can't really tell that he's trying to go dick first. We're back to DX.
Still at the same clandestine airport. China has a dog collar on and shades. Hunter's now taken off.
Hunter's right? Missing.
No, he's taken off in the plane, I think.
So they think that they're going to go look for Hunter?
In the skies.
What is happening?
If he doesn't come back, I'll handle things. Because X-Pac, you can so good at handling anything since you've turned up.
He's done nothing. He's up there, and we're down here. Well, we got Billy gonna ask me important questions.
Hey! I'll take a drink for that. I'm just kidding. Road Dog, what a lad.
Road Dog with the bands over here.
That was brilliant.
That actually ended up popping. A good old rockabilly reference.
Oh, here she comes. Mark Meadow brings the contract to the table. Mark Meadow. I don't give a fuck what he says. Mark Meadow is brilliant.
I think he's great. He's I really like him.
Mark Meadow.
Actually, I think I like this cat suit better than the other cat suit on the table. I think so. Because I like the sparkly, the halter thing that she has on.
I'm trying to figure out what the difference between this week and last week. Because that last week...
Yeah, last week had two straps coming up.
Right.
And this one's a halter.
Emotion!
See? She had a look on her face. See, and
okay,
I like
yeah,
the sparkly bits in the back.
That's nice.
It's not cut quite as low on her ass, but.
She looks so good with her,
yeah.
She'd
be out of here. No, she's actually managing to look annoyed.
Trying to wrap Mano's clothes off.
It's like, I'm just taking off your jacket. What do you want from me?
Didn't I see you like this again?
Yeah.
See the Mano?
No, it's good. I mean, I'm not super fond of the idea that he has a contract to own his wife. I quite like her hair.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's Farouk. Okay, so Farouk's coming up. But let's talk about Sable's hair. Because I like the whole, like, wrapped ponytail thing she has going on.
Yeah, is it chains on the back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more like sparkly.
Remember
straps.
Logo to AOL, keyword WWF. If you want to get WWF
keywords.
Backstage. Mark Meadow, Finn Sable in front of him. Of course he is.
What did that sign say about women?
Can't rewind. Is it straight ahead?
No, I know that we can't.
Is it straight
ahead? It's big, so I'm hoping they show it again. It said, like, something we need to, and Raw was on it, and it said women.
I know there's We Need Raw Women.
Okay.
Which, does that mean we need a women's division? Do we need more women on the show?
Does that mean we...
We need women to protect sex?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I feel like I need more clarity from the sign.
I mean, there's things I can do for you on Retro Raw. But, I mean, listen, I'll do that if you can find me a pitch on Sunday that says, the British Bulldog's gonna win, but he wants to.
Yeah. Has anyone ever tried reaching out on social media and been like, who are you to that kid?
Sir, I'm not. It's changed. Some sort of change. To see how she's got this, like, it's round the neck, and how do you put that on? Just so you get that
carefully.
On. No, but like, oh, is it clipped at the front thing?
Yeah, there's probably a class. Somewhere.
Would you throw Sable a punch if you could?
Well,
I don't know. Like, she's super not my type.
I don't buy it.
But this era of Sable, like, I might just for a fun night.
What theme tune would you enter to sex with?
What have to be Sable's theme
tune? That's her theme tune.
That's
her theme tune.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I would enter.
Gimmick infringement here.
Well, I just thought you meant, like, what music is going to be played during the encounter. It'd have to be on the lips and stuff.
Where is Johnny the King? Who's Johnny the King?
I have no idea.
Why am I asking you?
I mean, is it a pop culture reference? Is it a random person who has a friend? We don't know.
It could be many things.
Sable's yelling at Mark Hero. She's upset.
Oh, she's on the apron again.
Yep. They're fighting.
Oh,
it's
but close on
that
throat.
Mark Hero.
What was that?
Just from the clothesline, just like that, huh?
Me wasn't expecting it.
See, and now Sable's gonna be so pleased with herself.
I love when Farouk does that kind of over top.
Yeah. I like Farouk well enough. I mean, he's boring, but. See, I think also I like this one too because it's gathered, and the catsuit last week was straight across, so it made her boobs look too, like, floppy.
See, who's gonna ask for this?
He's making Sable be out here.
Okay, put the mic. Now, Meryl apparently has something to say here. This should be most edifying. I'm quite proud of all the emotions she's showing.
Yeah, she's smiling now because she likes the adulation of the crowd. Games?
You want to play games with me? I got a little game for you, Sable. This Sunday.
He's almost channeling Luna there.
Over the edge. How about this game? You go out and find any WWF superstar that can beat me without your help. And I'll tear up this contract, and you're free to do whatever you please.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Fair.
That's an interesting stipulation.
However, this will happen. When I win, you have to leave World Wrestling Federation forever.
Oh. Those are some stakes.
Choose me, Sable, or more.
Remember when he used to have Sable a voice?
Oh, listen, I will see you this Sunday, Mark.
Sable should never speak.
No, she can speak, but she can't do one line.
Yeah.
Effective.
No.
She can do like
a couple. Almost 20 years.
Oh, is this a promotional video package of Pat Patterson?
In fact, Montreal at age 17 with stars in his eyes.
Oh.
Pat achieved success early on with tag team partner Ray Stevens. His life forever changed when he finally made it to the WWF in 1979. Yes, the blonde bomber quickly ascended
the
to
blonde
the blonde
bomber.
The blonde bomber, Pat Patterson.
After retiring in 1984, Pat Patterson achieved equal greatness in the broadcast booth. I'm sure that most of you saw what he did with a few apples. And I brought the apples myself, and they were fresh, and they were really big and strong and hard. And he just squashed those apples like nothing.
That's the success. He's got a handgun.
Oh, it's amazing. His success in the broadcast that was a sampling of his vocal stylings for being the guest ring announcer at the match at Over the Edge. He's talking about apples, and they were strong and hard.
He brought the apples. You were strong
he brought
and
the apples himself. Why are we still doing this?
Hey, WCW, suck it, the drills. So Triple H is making...
Are we meant to believe that Triple H is doing skywriting?
The Army Bomb WCW.
Triple H versus The Rock tonight on Raw.
Are you saying nice? I mean,
that's
good advertising.
That's pretty funny, actually. The Triple H versus The Rock.
Wait a minute. No. I'm not having someone to enjoy about the DX on Raw. Can't be having that.
It was humorous. The big thumbs up. Okay, that one was funnier than their other invasions. The Rock, my champ. Not everyone thinks Rocky sucks anymore, Ken.
Nope, there's the eyebrow.
I feel like the tides are turning for The Rock here.
The Rock has
sucks. I think it's a sucks titties.
Okay.
Either he has them or sucks them. We're not
the
sure.
Nation of Domination. What? Six guys who all go, let's just like be suck it and all have a letter.
Yeah.
But my point with that is I go, guys, you can't go to the toilet. Then we're like, okay.
Because then, yeah.
Then we're
suck
it.
Then we're suck it. Out on a sign.
Yeah. One of my top five pet peeves of all time.
Oh,
when
lights
are
out. Oh, I hate that so
as
much.
Did.
Yeah.
Orisons.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Orcbusters.
Mm-hmm. It's not all right. Seeing this, he has absolutely no need. It is funny when it makes a swear word. Big Mark Henry in the back just being like, shut up, crowd.
Chain it. You've been a thorn in the Rock side for some time, but the Rock guarantees you and the millions and millions of the Rock's fans is that he'll enter that pay-per-view, the Intercontinental Champ.
Yeah.
And he'll prove to you exactly why the Rock.
Or at least he said millions. I don't know if he said millions.
Again, this is why you let guys try stuff on TV.
The Rock is very wet today. Is he wetter than normal?
No good love yet. No good love yet.
No, I did notice that.
He gets the night off. Good for it.
Hmm.
You say a whole bunch of funny things. Your main intention is just to entertain all these pieces of trailer park trash.
The guy with the C on his chest looks very pleased with himself right now.
And it also seems Triple H and you and D-Generation X have a little fetish with your anatomy if you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Says the man who will go on to talk about strudel and pie for years to come. I mean, I appreciate him calling Triple H out on that for sure. If Triple H does not enter an aviator here, then I'm gonna be upset.
That'll bring us back to normality.
I can't look at the screen.
You know, it says now, and I was originally, we brought over Shawn Michaels. My idea, if I ever got a show with Shawn Michaels, was to have Chris Warden come perform the DX song.
Oh, really?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
No aviator gear. Regular Hunter Hart films a year.
See, and I've had to have Kenny tell me this because I can't watch the screen during a DX entrance.
I know, but it's like, so...
What is the European champion?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because they haven't mentioned the European Championship in a very, 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 very long time. It's kind of like the light heavyweight championship.
I promise you, 2 months for you to keep that from here. I feel like Triple H is jacket. You get that. It's a majestic jacket. China, she has gloves on, a dog collar.
What jacket is he wearing?
The WrestleMania 14 one? The big
shoulder
belly one? Oh,
okay, gotcha.
This is his facial hair, man. I'll tell you what.
Okay. I actually tried to watch it for a little while yesterday when we were out of the room, and I couldn't do it. I got overwhelmed and anxious and probably just like stopped talking for a little while. I was like, I can't do it, you guys. It's the same reason I can't watch Robot Chicken.
There's a couple of reasons I can't watch Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The look on China's face. I'll tell you what, folks, you gotta wonder what's going on.
I see you have a European champion here.
This is interesting. It is champion versus champion match, which they haven't really hyped up.
Special challenge match.
Yeah. The crowd mostly still thinks that Rocky sucks.
And not even as much as he's gonna love this Sunday on pay per view. It's going to be graded over the edge. Mr. McMahon will be in the
Mr. McMahon.
With Stone Cold and Dude Love as the special official, the referee, if you will, the man in the striped shirt. Don't forget that Joe Briscoe's going to be the timekeeper, and Pat Patterson is going to be the announcer.
Triple H has not had facial hair before, right?
No.
Like, he's just trying this out?
Yeah. How are you doing?
It's fine.
Are you even better with facial hair than without?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you in Triple H on a date. You like him doing something, you'd be like,
just be like, great.
You don't impress me, Mr. Helms.
Although, to be fair, if Triple H and I went on a date now, all we would do is like talk about NXT.
Yeah, he'd be gagging and just tell you the secrets of NXT.
Uh-huh.
The youngest, most outstanding athletes in this game. And of course, they're here in the WWF. Side headlock, a go behind into the hammerlock.
Isn't it crazy how good The Rock has gotten at wrestling in the past year?
Superstar.
I know, right?
Because he, like...
You wrestled the Sultan, and it was bad.
It was very bad.
Or the European champion.
What is the Sultan? What happened to him?
Did you realize he was terrible?
You
what happened?
Believe that in Milwaukee on pay-per-view this Sunday, that at least my assumption is that DX will be the overwhelming...
Well, the Rock's doing some cross chops to antagonize the league.
Quite right. Oh, China's nailed the Rock there. Oh, Mark Henry, screwing up China. The referee's not letting this take place. But if he doesn't know how to break up China and Henry, or Rock
Henry. Well, okay, so the referee's job should be to be in the ring with the actual match.
If he's not letting a man that wouldn't.
But if China and Mark Henry want to have a rally outside, they should be allowed to. Like, it's
they're
not
like,
disrupting the match.
But, like, the referee in 1988 does not want a man to be a woman.
But she's a wrestler, and she's been in a match.
She's been in
a match. Yeah, of her own volition.
Austin gave it a stunner. That's a good connection.
True. Well, that's awesome. This is Mark Henry.
Are you trying to bury her? Then Mark Henry is an absolute quality member of the world.
I mean, I'm just saying, Mark Henry has a bear hug. And that's about it.
I'm going to get an ice cube where the song that is describing Rock and Mark Henry.
If Austin and The Undertaker, who will meet here tonight,
well, The Rock's getting upset with the referee here. Oh, now Mark Henry's being dastardly and taking it. See, that's the thing, is that they're doing well to have, you know, team members get multi. Ooh, Rocky has a belt. Nails Triple H with the belt. I give 1998 referees a lot of shit, but it would be very difficult for Mike Chioda in this situation to keep track of things. Is he gonna chuck out China? Aw, oh, he didn't chuck out China. Not that I want China checked out. I really, really like her, but I like when dastardly people get ejected from ringside. I'm still sure that everyone in this match is a heel as well. Rocky Maivia looks quite angry about the whole situation right now.
So you're telling me no more commercials after this match? Austin has got to get it on with The Undertaker. No way out, Austin. Triple H back up, catches a Rock walking in the right hand.
I don't have the controller for this, so I have no idea how much time is left in this episode. But I'm guessing that Austin and Undertaker is not going to have a conclusive finish. Just a guess based on 1998 and having watched this program. Now, China has a belt. More belt shenanigans.
Oh!
That was a close one. I'm forgetting to drink on 2 counts. But I also have been drinking continuously to make up for it, so it's fine.
Oh, the bazooka's coming. I feel like Triple H needs to fully marry me, China, for a man.
Yeah.
I feel like Triple H needs to fully commit to DX gear-wise.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely a far cry from his Hunter Hearst Helmsley gear at this point.
But as somebody said on Twitter, Hunter Helmsley. I think that, like, I don't think necessarily Triple H is great here, but
no, he's
he is better here in this than I think he usually is. Almost like he's kind of like...
It almost seems like he has something going on, but I think the rest of DX is really helping him out. Like, he is still boring as shit, but he's starting to develop more of a personality, like, with all of his speeches and stuff. Like, I still can't stand him, but... except for when he says high rent, what was it, high price goggles?
High dollar goggles,
that made me laugh.
And then Luke Hill calls Billy Gunn Rock about it.
Yes, which I did enjoy as well.
And Triple H writes in airplane clouds, Triple H versus Rock and Roll, outside the night for them.
Yeah, which is kind of great.
And a completely legitimate thing to happen.
Yeah.
Was not superimposed later on. It happened.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, pedigree coming on up.
But Triple H is still, like, if Triple H were on his own still, he would still just be Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Now he's, like, Baron Corbin with accessories.
Yeah.
Like, when Sasha Banks couldn't use her face to emote that they put glasses on her, DX had the glasses.
Can I get a chair? I mean, there's no way.
See, Mark Henry can't even kick convincingly, right? Like, he's terrible. But he's big, and so he still serves a purpose. I love that China's like, come on, asshole.
You're not man enough to hit a woman?
But see, that's why China's great. She's like, I'm not scared of you.
I feel like people need to eventually, like, smarten up the DX advantage. Like, China's back. It's the thing.
Well, yeah. But the thing thing with this match that kind of works is that you have China, but then you also have Mark Henry, so you have nation distraction as well.
Double count out.
There's a bell. I think these guys have been counted out. I'm not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the referee has counted out both participants. The official decision.
I'm not sure how I feel about that top on China, just in terms of like accenting the moves.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Because I feel like it almost flattens them a little too much.
I mean, she's had the impact, I think.
Yeah, a while
ago. I see there's a UK champion. And there's a double counter. Yeah, I don't feel cheated in any way. I feel like I got some stuff.
It
like,
almost,
we did it in a way. It's like...
Yeah. Like,
you know,
we got enough action. We got enough stuff between the two of them. It feels like they're more evenly matched.
Oh.
Did Farouk just saunter there? I mean, he didn't look super... It looked like he almost was like, am I coming out here too quickly and had to stop or something?
He's going to dominate to here.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was...
Triple H is very amused by this proceeding. Oh, he did the twitch. That's how you know he's really hurt.
This is the 1988 version of he's not in the title, is he?
Yeah. Oh, Fluky is not my name.
Put it again.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Not really what I'm
for a second, I thought you meant The Rock. I was like, The Rock's not losing to Farouk.
Again, you know, China's actually not very good. But the way they position everything that she does makes her good because they're not overextending her. They're making her like, she's very basic, but they're not overextending. I know.
But she does her couple spots, and those couple spots are good.
And it's like Sable, China, Henry, all these people.
No, they're accentuating the positive and hiding the negative. Oh my.
Mr. McMahon! Oh, you
gotta be kidding me! The guest referee for the main event.
Oh, of Undertaker versus Steve Austin? He's the guest referee.
That no good son of a bitch.
Motherfucker. See, the thing with Vince McMahon's tits is when he wears the referee shirt.
We're going there, okay.
Like, the lines on the referee shirt just like, I mean, it's like, you know, if I wear something with stripes, stripes are altered, right? Vince McMahon has the same thing going on.
Oh, like the gun.
Of course.
Show them the gun show. One ticket. I feel like Vince looks great apart from the tits. The tits are the only downfall.
Yeah.
Saying hello to the commentators.
I mean, it's not like his tits are flabby or anything. They're really pecs, but it's just, I don't know, in that shirt, it's too, it's accentuated weirdly. It's gonna sit back for the next 10 minutes and let him get to the ring.
A big role main event here. I mean, the man said to go through his mother being called a whore. DNA testing to prove that his brother is in fact
his
son of
Paul Bearer.
Has he got the sad back tear on his eyes? Is what we want to see.
Because I think last week it was pretty much rubbed off.
Maybe he's just so sad that it's gone beyond one tear.
Like, maybe he's cried too many actual tears.
Is that
not a
song? Too many tears. Some sort of 80s, too many tears kind of like song.
I don't know. Again, you're asking the wrong person.
I know.
Every once in a while, I know a reference.
There's the one in 2090 you get. It's a great jacket.
It is.
The best factory costumes, though. Oh, is the tear there? Is it there? Is it there? He starts doing things soon as he stays up slowly, it goes boom!
Yeah.
And that's where you're at. Look at Vince. Look at the smoke away from his face.
Vince has been through a lot today. He's like, I don't want all the smoke in my face too. But that's really his fault for booking The Undertaker in the main event and himself as referee. You know what The Undertaker's entrance is.
I know you're going to see where this is going.
Are they in Oklahoma?
No, just here, obviously.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I was going to say, they were in Oklahoma fairly recently. JR was just like, why are we talking about Vince McMahon's body? See, and earlier he said Stone Cold had to prepare for a big match with Undertaker, so I like that they're, you know, they're both at home and swimming a lot. They have to prepare for each other.
Vince is so happy, isn't he? No superstar in World Wrestling Federation intimidates me, says Vince McMahon earlier this evening.
Oh. His hair is covering his cheek. I'm really bothered by this. The Undertaker does not look happy with Vince McMahon. Oh, he's definitely not happy with Vince McMahon. That's true. The Undertaker is now chokeslamming Vince McMahon.
I miss Jim Ross so much.
Did the look on Vince's face look more upset, like I have been chokeslammed, or orgasmic? Because I feel like he just really enjoyed that.
But I like the tie-in of, like, Vince says, nobody intimidates me. And that pisses
off the
Undertaker.
And the Undertaker's like, fuck you.
This is what Undertaker's done in 2016 with the Shane McMahon shit.
Right?
I feel like this is the
If the Undertaker did shit like this nowadays, that'd be great. If he actually...
Here comes Kane.
Kane running is my new favorite thing.
Now they're gonna have...
Is the crowd just booing at
him? Like, they're going, ooh, ooh,
oh,
ooh,
okay. Because I was like, shouldn't they be saying yay when the Undertaker does it? I feel like Undertaker and Kane in short bursts like this is way more effective than Undertaker and Kane in like a match.
Yeah, 100%. Brawling is fine.
Homer's reactions are the best.
Undertaker and Kane brawling at the crowd. Fans are going fucking nuts. Parson vs. Hit is out there. Thank God.
Yeah. Boring. And now Austin's here. I'm sure this will go well.
You cannot overestimate when you're like a 14-year-old boy how excited this shit gets you.
I can see that.
Let's go. Oh, God.
Chop him! Uh-huh. Vince McMahon's having a day.
Austin's gonna kill Vince with a chair.
Don't hit him in the head.
The Dudlove's here.
Oh, finally Dudlove shows up.
Oh!
At least that was chair on chair.
Yeah.
And not chair to skull.
Stooges in the eventually. Lawler's
just baffled.
And Austin's done salt.
You know, I think I'm turning around on Austin McMahon a little bit because now Vince is getting more comeuppance. I think for those few weeks that I was super annoyed, it really was just Vince fucking with him constantly.
But I didn't mean needed to do that for the people at the time.
No, and
I know what you're saying, because at the time you're like, why would Austin take it? Why
yeah.
would he...
Why wouldn't Vince just fire him? Why are we, like, playing all these games when there's a more simple solution?
But now we're just in the bunkers stage.
Yeah, and, like, bunkers chaos, I think we've gone back to the whole bunkers chaos situation, and...
Like, I remember watching this and just being like, Undertaker beat up Vince, I got Undertaker Kane brawling.
Right.
I got Austin beating up the Stooges, I got Austin doing up dinner time, and then... Like, it's just great. It's just like 5 minutes of fun. And then
yeah.
It you're not giving away a match. You're not giving away like a big match. Mm-hmm. You're still staying at the pay-per-view. Austin stands tall, went over the edge. And that's our show.
That's our show.
Okay, how do you want to unpack that?
So, I mean, I feel like there's just a lot going on. At the beginning of this episode, I was like, right, it's Retro Raw. This feels like Retro Raw. We're just kind of going along, whatever, whatever. But arrests and things. I think maybe sometimes I just have to be in the mood to watch an arrest. And today I was in the mood to watch an arrest.
So we had an arrest.
Yeah.
We had Al Snow Undercover.
Al Snow Undercover was great.
We had Oddities.
Yes.
We had Puke.
Which I didn't like the Oddities as much as I thought I was going to like the Oddities.
But this isn't the form of Oddities that you're going to get.
No.
This is just like the initiation.
I think I'm just more baffled by the Oddities at this point than...
As everybody was.
Excited. I just kind of feel like I have no real reaction to mm-hmm. them, which is a bummer because I was looking forward to the Oddities.
You had Owen Hart versus Dan Severn.
Yes.
You had
Which was a lot slower in plotting than I wanted it to be.
True.
But it was still decent.
Taka Dick Togo.
Taka and Dick Togo was very good.
DX managed to pop you.
They did. I have to give them credit for that.
Which is weird.
High dollar goggles.
And then
Rockabilly.
So yeah, overall, what do you think? Was it one of the better episodes, one of the worst episodes? As a go home for Over the Edge, I guess.
As a go home for Over the Edge, I mean, the weird thing is it still seems like Austin and McMahon is the feud and Dude Love is just sort of there. Which is a little bit of a problem because I feel like Dude Love should have maybe been around a little bit more. Like, if he's with the Stooges and whatnot, then...
What I would say to that, without giving it away, is after we watch Over the Edge and next week's Raw,
uh-huh.
I think everything becomes clear.
It probably
does. Of how that's playing out.
Okay.
Because what you're saying is part of the issue for the character.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's interesting. So, yeah.
There's always a problem whenever you bring up Mick Foley stuff to it. I can't tell you what he then
does. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, I know that Mick Foley is probably going to do well, you know, like, because I know that he continues to be Mick Foley and is one of the most revered characters of all time and all of that. So, it's middling to up. I want to say it's pretty much a thumbs up, though. I think there was enough on it that was enjoyable. Al Snow in Undercover is so good. He's so good. He had a bandana and he put a cowboy hat on head. And I really, really liked that.
Edge is still coming.
Sable and Mark Miro, actually. Like, the Sable Mark Miro stuff I'm into again. I really, really like it. Sable had on a good cat suit.
The small things in life.
You know, these are the details you're going to pay attention to.
Triple H and The Rock didn't make you want to self-harm.
Exactly. And those two characters together, like, I just want to leave whenever they're on my screen. But no, it actually managed to be good. And I think there was enough interference from China and Mark Henry to make the match interesting. So that was positive. So overall, I'm going to give it a thumbs up, I think.
My lord. So, yeah, so for me, like, that the main event segment in this show is my, like, if you ever wonder why do I like the action here, that is why. Because they can do something where they can go, okay, we're going to give you this big match of Austin and Undertaker. They don't deliver it, but they actually give you all this story stuff.
But it still doesn't feel like you're cheated out of something.
You don't feel cheated yet. Because then you feel like, oh, I still want to see what's all going to go next. And you feel that you kind of get a little bit of everything you get. Because, I the subtle thing of Vince just saying, no superstar intimidates me. That fucks off the Undertaker.
Yeah.
He beats him up. Then you got Undertaker Kane. You get better in the back. Austin comes out. Beats up the Stooges. Good to hit Vince. Dude Love comes out. All this stuff. And it's just, I think that whole 7 minutes, maybe, it wasn't that long, it was like 5-7 minutes.
It wasn't long at all.
I think that all made you more into Over the Edge than had they just given you a match.
I mean, I will say, as a go-home show for Over the Edge, I'm still struggling to remember the card for Over the Edge, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's part of the problem with Over the Edge, is that we're still in the... Because you know the main event.
Yes.
But the undercard of 1988 is still rough.
Mm-hmm.
LODDOA... Black Manjarrett.
Yeah.
It's still rough, right? Like, most of the undercard is still rough. And if you do have somebody good like Kane, even though he's facing Vader.
Which, I'm excited for Kane versus Vader, though.
Yeah, and I get it, but like, Vader's not that interesting right now. And you kind of, I mean, you know who's winning that match.
Of course I know who's winning that match.
So there's not a lot of kind of, like, stakes of, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 1998 right now, I guess, is more about the main event than anything else. But... It does get... I think it keeps getting better because the characters get more interesting.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm going to give it a thumbs up as well. That's two thumbs up in a row from Sandra.
Which is crazy.
And 2 weeks ago, she lasted two more weeks. So we've turned around.
I'm trying really hard to be more positive about Retro Raw, but Retro Raw's been picking up again, which has been helpful.
I think it's genuinely awesome. It's been getting better. The Sable Metal stuff is getting better.
Yeah. Because I didn't expect to like Sable at all. And especially after, like, you know, her stuff with Luna was really good, and then we just had the Evening Gown match, which is... I just can't be bothered with any of that shit.
But yeah, now we have some stuff happening. So there you go. So we're going to be doing Over the Edge over on Patreon probably tomorrow at patreon.com/insidetheropes. And we're probably going to do it as a live commentary episode. So yeah, it's going to be 3 hours.
That's something we can't do these very often as live commentary episodes. And so let us know how you feel about the format.
Is this something you think we should switch to? Because we probably can do it if we need to. Do you enjoy that
or
format?
Or even as a special feature once in a while.
Would you rather we kept the old format? What would you think? Let us know what you like. We'll be doing Over the Edge over on Patreon. And then next month for King of the Ring, Finn Martin returns to Retro Raw. And he wrote about, he wrote about all the stuff at that point in time. So it's interesting. And we're going into Over the Edge. I don't really want to. I'm saying this without giving Sonda any context here. You know, the main event of Over the Edge was Finn Martin's match of the half year of 1998.
Interesting.
He gave that his vote. I don't know if Sonda's going to feel that way because, 20 years later, a lot of wrestlers happened since then. But again, I think a lot was more story based than the physical match. But.
And I am curious to know, how I'm going to feel about the main event of Over the Edge, because even though I've been enjoying Patterson and Briscoe a lot these past couple episodes that we've done, sometimes, because, Dude Love and Steve Austin got to be just a little too much interference for me points. So I'm curious to know how it's going to go with Briscoe and Patterson and Vince McMahon all being super involved.
I mean, the majority...
It could be the best thing and it could just be annoying. I don't know. It depends how it plays out.
So we'll see how it plays out. So we'll cover that over the weekend. We'll have it on Patreon. There's also a triple episode of Yellow Ropes Forever that'll be up today, tomorrow. At some point we have recorded it, so it's getting edited.
Yep.
So that's it. Thank you for all your patience of us having a little bit of time here and stuff. And something else I was going to say, I was thinking we're starting to do some retro interviews. So let me know who you'd like us to speak to from that time period.
Could you get the stalker?
Yes. But I feel like if I ever interviewed Barry Windham, he'd be like, you want to talk about what? So see when you are a stalker and there is women screaming on it at the beginning, you're the baby face. What was that? Vince's idea.
I feel like he would probably have very little to say about it, but I would just love to see the bafflement on his face. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm not if you think I'm doing a Skype video with Barry Windham in 2018. I feel like it'd just be a basic Charlize Theron and monster.
Does Barry Windham come to WrestleCon?
Yes, but I really want to manage your expectations here. Think of an elderly lesbian with a mustache.
Oh no, I'm aware of what he looks like
now.
Like,
you're not...
I am aware.
You were going to go to WrestleCon as the stalker at one point.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fun.
Sure.
But I don't want to pay to get into WrestleCon as a problem, so I probably won't do it. But
plus.
That's okay. Follow me on Twitter at SandraRuthRW. Follow Kenny on Twitter at KennyMC1985. Follow Inside the Ropes at Inside_the Ropes. And if you want to hear our Over the Edge review, where I'm just really curious to see what happens, patreon.com/insidetheropes. There we have classic pay-per-views, retro pay-per-views, all of the things that Finn Martin articles, the Power Slam Overrun every week at the $4 level, Yellow Ropes Forever if you want to hear us have NXT coverage, it's at the $7 level, all sorts of bonus.
Sunday Night Heat coming August with Finn Martin myself.
Yeah, Sunday Night Heat is coming. That'll be exciting.
I've never watched it. I never got to see it.
So it's
going to
be new for you.
Because, Sunday Night Heat didn't come to the UK until January of 2000 when the Channel 4 deal kicked in, so from August 98 through to January 2000, I didn't see it. And obviously SmackDown started in August of 99. So you're talking the first 12 months of Heat, it was like a big show.
Yeah.
So we're, and for people who are asking, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do about the pay-per-view weeks where there's a Sunday Night Heat, because does Sonya need to watch it because it's part of the pay-per-view? Does she want to? Do Finn and I cover it on our own? Do we bring Finn in just for that? We're still kind of
figuring out the logistics there. Yeah. I'm not 100% opposed to watching them if it's manageable, but I don't want to make any promises right now. We'll see.
So we'll see what happens. And also, as I say, let us know what you think. Do you like the streaming thing? Or do you prefer the way we used to do it? Let us know. And we'll go from there. So, whose theme tune should play as that song, though?
Should we play...
Do you dare say Takuma
Shinoku? I was thinking about it. I was thinking about Takuma Shinoku's theme just because I was so excited to see him again. But should we play Oddities music since they happened? And there was a carnival? Can we find that theme that they came out to?
We will try. If not, we will play... If not, we will. If not, we will play.
Because El Snow doesn't have a theme yet.
If not, we'll play Dan the Beast-Seller's theme tune.
Sure.
We'll either play the Oddities one or Dan the Beast-Seller.
Yeah.
Here's one of these, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.